You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Average gas prices in Wisconsin rose slightly over the last week, landing at an average of $3.02 today. This is 4.4 cents higher than a month ago and over 38 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Gas prices across the state range from $2.59 to $3.49 per gallon, a difference of 90 cents. Prices didn't fall as far as anticipated for Memorial Day, but officials at GasBuddy say it was still one of the most affordable since 2021. They expect to see a relatively stable stretch for gas prices as we head into summer. Refinery maintenance is wrapping up, but several factors could still affect prices, such as the growing uncertainty around the upcoming hurricane season. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.84 to $3.01 per gallon. It took 10 days, but many Cellcom customers are finally seeing a return of voice and text services following what the company is calling a cyber incident. Lisa Hale reports.
The outage started Wednesday, May 14th. On Sunday, Cellcom announced that customers are starting to see a return to service, although that restoration would not be all at once, and some disruptions could still occur.
We're getting closer to the beginning of the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market. The market will open for its seventh season, coordinating with the Wood County Health Department, on June 12th. The outdoor market is located on First Avenue from West Grand to Goggin Street, open every Thursday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Shoppers will find a variety of locally grown produce, handmade goods, food vendors, and crafters. The market token program allows customers to use food share, credit, and debit cards at participating vendors. The Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market will run from June 12th through October 11th. A Wisconsin politician is proposing the state reduce its number of elections. Civic Media's Jimmy Kuska explains.
Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden is calling for the state to get rid of spring elections. Van Orden said on Wisconsin Eye that spring elections, which are held for officially nonpartisan races, should be done each fall instead. Van Orden cited voter fatigue, financial efficiency, and never-ending political campaigns to support his idea. The state's constitution requires spring elections for nonpartisan offices, specifically mentioning judicial elections, which are to be held outside of partisan elections.
Van Orden said Republicans don't vote as often in spring elections. Two garbage trucks in Madison have a new look. And as Savannah Tome Olson explains, it's all thanks to a toddler.
4-year-old Fred sent a letter to the mayor's office asking for a different color trash truck to collect garbage in his neighborhood. He even said, quote, "I would prefer a purple trash truck or a rainbow colored trash truck. I love the blue one, but a new color would be exciting too." Well, the mayor's office got with the streets division and they decided to try something. They had local artists create pieces for the sides of the collection trucks. Officials unveiled the two works that are now on the trucks. One is of the Madison skyline. The other is of a turkey exploring a Madison neighborhood. The pieces will stay there on those two trucks, and they're currently on duty. There are even coloring pages of the works of art available for parents to print. Kids can make their own masterpieces and send them to the streets division.
Tonight is the Wood County Master Gardeners May meeting. They'll meet at the Everett Rail Marshfield Public Library at 6 p.m. The presentation titled Herbs, Growing, Harvesting, Preserving, and Using is free and open to the public. The Wood County Master Gardeners business meeting will begin after the presentation. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers host the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 2 of the 3-game series tonight at AmFam Field between the Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Jackson Churio got things started early yesterday for the crew. First pitch in the bottom of the first. FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Swing and a drive. Deep left center. And a hit. Welcome to Memorial Day.
The Brewers went on to win 3-2. Did Churio's leadoff homer set the tone? Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it always sets a tone when you come out ready and the first hitter that you have kind of makes a statement.
Closer Trevor McGill got out of a jam in the ninth to get the save in front of a sellout crowd of over 40,000 fans. Did that help?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this stadium gets rocking when there's, you know, a bunch of people in it, and definitely felt that. So, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed pitching here in Milwaukee, and thank you for the fans for coming out.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Miley Cyrus appeared on the Zane Lowe Show recently and shared a New Year's Eve nightmare. She was hosting New Year's Rockin' Eve with her godmother, Dolly Parton, when she had an ovarian cyst rupture. The 32-year-old singer said she continued hosting the show despite the medical emergency and intense pain, and they say Disney kids are soft. Cyrus is releasing her latest album, Something Beautiful, on May 30th. Former Bond girl Denise Richards is pushing for her husband to have, like, the coolest side hustle ever. The Wild Thing star is adding her husband, Aaron, into the conversation of who should be the next James Bond. Her husband says he would do it, and it would be no problem. There's just one problem. He's not an actor. He's a health guru. Richards played Bond girl Dr. Christmas Jones alongside Pierce Brosnan's Bond in the 1999 action thriller The World Is Not Enough. There were recent rumors about John Krasinski's nose job, which the actor denied. Krasinski did, however, confirm one rumor, and that is that if The Office has a spinoff, he is in for a cameo appearance. Krasinski played Jim Halpert for all 9 seasons of the hit NBC show. FYI, plastic surgeons have dismissed the idea that Krasinski changed his nose and suggested it looks smaller due to lighting, aging, or weight fluctuations. Sure. In a related story, Rainn Wilson, who played Dwight on the show, openly admitted to having his forehead reduced. Finding your groove after divorce has to be difficult. For Jessica Simpson, she tried to get it back last week on American Idol, singing for the first time on TV in about 15 years, and it did not go well, and now says she's not opposed to getting back into acting. Not sure if she could top her performance as Daisy Duke. It's nice to have choices, though. Do I revive my career as a mediocre singer or a mediocre actor? Here's one of Pete's picks. If you're looking for a good police procedural, check out Line of Duty. Season 1 starts with a police sergeant who refuses to be part of a cover-up and joins an anti-corruption police task force. Just started watching it, but I am digging it due to good writing and really solid British acting, including actors Lenny James, Kelly MacDonald, Martin Compston, and Stephen Graham. The BBC show is available to stream on several different platforms, including Hulu, Prime, and Peacock. The Cannes Film Festival gets the best of the best films every year, so it's no surprise that many films have received serious buzz post-festival. According to the Daily Beast, the best film to come out of this year's event is the comedy drama Sentimental Value. The film stars the great Stellan Skarsgård and Elle Fanning and is being called a story about family memories and the healing powers of art. Sentimental Value is directed by Norwegian filmmaker Joachim Trier, and it's one to keep an eye on. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with a shower or two possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 67 for a high today with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Scattered showers tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers 64 by Thursday. A little more sunshine with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.